Hey everyone, how's it going? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Lucky Dip Podcast. My name is Jordan, and every single week we come onto the podcast, talk for about half an hour, 45 minutes or so, about a variety of things. You know, initially this podcast started out just being about gaming, and I wanted to make it more into about business and stuff, but then I had the opportunity to move to Kelowna, BC, which is about 6 to 8 hours away from Calgary, which is the city that I grew up in. And from there, now things have changed a little bit where I don't know anybody yet here. So I'm not going to be doing as much of the business stuff or having guests on like I originally wanted to, just until I meet people, because you can't really have guests on when you don't know anybody. And since I'm also doing this in person now, as in this is being filmed live on my YouTube channel, just called Jordan Brenda, not live. Well, it is live. I don't really edit it that much, but I just mean, I need to have somebody physically here if I were to have someone as a guest. And this is a little more difficult to do when I don't know anybody around this area yet. A lot of people I know are online, and I don't want to do that because that would require just doing a Zoom call. And I did that before, and I just don't like the look of it. Now that we're onto video and stuff, I probably would wait till I can do it in person. The good news is this whole setup that I have with my Zoom recorder down here and my main camera that I use is that it's very mobile. I can just pick it up and take it to where I need to take it to. It's not very much equipment. And I can also have a second microphone on this one, which is great. But anyways, today, hold on one second before I get into what we're going to talk about. But what I do with the Lucky Dip Podcast is I talk about a variety of things. You know, one thing is gaming and stuff because, you know, I own an esports organization. But sometimes there's just not stuff to talk about. So then I also like to talk about other things I have interest in. And the main part that I have interest in, or the main thing I have interest in, is creativity and being a creator. And, you know, I've been doing that since I was 12 years old on YouTube, and I used to stream a bit on Twitch. Dabbled a little bit with Cryus Gaming on TikTok. So it's just stream clips that I like edit together and stuff, not like actually making TikToks. And now with my new job, basically, so if you listen last week to the podcast episode, I just kind of talked about my move, and I hadn't worked a single shift. Well, I'm done my first week now, so I kind of know what this is about. I'm not going to get into details. I'll get in trouble if I do, but it's going to be like this new product that they're working on. And so basically all week I've been out filming short stories. And that's really great. And everything is actually filmed on my phone, which is weird because I graduated from a broadcasting degree where we learned all this equipment and do this, this, and that, and film, you know, horizontally if you're on a phone, and landscape and all of that. And all of a sudden now I get to this job and it's go around and film like you would a TikTok. So it's weird getting used to that orientation of filming, just because I'm used to filming landscape, which is lengthwise, and now I have no length, and instead I have height, you know. So when I'm doing interviews with people, I'm just getting used to how to frame them because it's completely different. But I don't want to bore you guys with that. Today, what we're going to talk about is how to grow on YouTube and how I failed, because I know how you're supposed to grow on YouTube. Trust me, it's not rocket science. I mean, you can figure it out too, and that's what I'm going to explain today in the first bit. But I failed because the main reason I failed at growing on YouTube is because I fail to act on these tips that I'm about to give you. You can look at all the tips in the world, all the research, whatever you want to do, but if you don't apply it, you won't get anywhere. And for some reason, and I don't know the reason, on this main YouTube channel, no matter throughout the years, I have just failed to apply the knowledge that I've learned, and I don't know why. It just feels like I never know what to post, or I never know how to do it properly on this channel. And I tell you, I'm at a loss of words for as to why that is, but it just is. So that is the main reason why I failed. And I'll get into a little bit more details after I actually talk about how you can grow on YouTube. And a lot of these tips you can apply to other forms of social media. And these are just things that I've learned. These are things that I've like researched, everything like that. And again, just keep this in the back of your mind. As I'm saying these things, just know that I myself don't apply them, and that's why I have not grown my stuff very well. And it's annoying because I can say that, and I just don't know why. I truly don't. It's a weird thing that I have. I've never been able to apply myself to this channel. I feel like there's like almost a creative block in front of me, you know, a creative wall. And I see glimpses of getting through it on this channel, and then, but for the most part, it's just there. So it's like I'm back here, and then like my full creative potential is right on the other side, and I just haven't found a way to break through that yet. And I know that I will eventually, you know, things will happen. It's just, I don't know if it'll be on this channel or another channel or 5 years down the line on a new platform. I'm not sure how it'll work, but it will, because I have all this base knowledge. I have a degree in this stuff, and I've been doing this since I was 12. It's just a matter of time and a matter of me applying what I'm about to tell you. So the first part is going to be a knowledge drop. I'm also going to keep this around half an hour, so like the other one, just because my camera did last week actually cut out at the end. That's why I ended it very abruptly. And now, for some reason, I actually switched SD cards, because I think the other one might have been corrupted or something weird with that one, because it's been acting up. So hopefully this one works out okay. No matter what, the audio is going to be great, because I actually listened to it just this morning. I went for a little walk, and the audio on this is so much better when I use the recorder and the actual microphone, way better than the other audio quality. So I'm going to, for sure, the audio will be up and the accompanying video should be as well. But that's why I'm going to keep it shorter, just because this battery as well, for some reason, is halfway right now already. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. Sometimes my equipment is the biggest frustration. Okay. So let's talk about how to grow. Some of this stuff is pretty straightforward, but I'm just going to explain it a little bit and hopefully like easy terms. So the first thing that you're ever going to want to do whenever you're creating anything, the very, very first step is to find something that you're interested in. Find something that you have a passion for. Okay, whether that's cars, whether that's animal types of videos, whether that is cooking, whether it's cleaning. There's so much stuff out there. Video games is another one. And just find something that you like to do and then film yourself doing it. Okay, one of the best tips or advice I've ever heard is show people you learning things, so or doing things, right? If you just sit there and talk all the time, I know this is a podcast and the whole thing I'm sitting here talking, but people want to see you do things, right? That's what's very interesting. Yes, there are lots of story time channels and stuff. I don't know if that's still like as big of a trend as it was a couple of years ago, but find something that you're passionate in, talk about it, and do stuff relating to it. If you have some great visuals, that's awesome. Or if you're learning a new thing, you know, using a new product, if you're cleaning and like learning whatever the case may be, new techniques, show people that. People like to see that. And you'll find your niche. And when you do, keep pasting. Don't copy paste. I don't even know where that wording came from. But keep posting those types of videos. So you might have a variety of passions, okay? And I think the key here is to post a little bit of videos in a variety of different genres, you could say, at the beginning maybe, right? If you have an interest in reading and an interest in cars and an interest in video games, maybe you start posting a couple of videos relating to a few different things and, you know, related to all those things, let's just say as an example. And then let's just say you're reading. People are like, love your reviews on books. And then once those start getting more views, you know, people are talking about it, then don't post video game stuff. Don't post car videos, because people want to come to your channel to see you talk about novels, to talk about reading, to talk about the best books you've read in the past week, all of that stuff, and start posting about that. So what I'm trying to say is, at the very beginning, you might have a variety of things you want to talk about or post about. But then once you find that one thing that you enjoy doing, people enjoy watching, then focus on that, because it's clearly shown that there's interest in it. And if you keep posting and refining your craft around the specific topic, it might not be something so small as like, you know, you do a review of the same magazine every single week. It could be a little more broad than that, but the point still is there. If you have a couple of things that you like to do, but one takes off, focus on that one thing that's taking off. It's just a logical thing that I failed to do. Which for me, it's skateboarding. That's the thing that I failed to do for the topic, but I'll get into that after. Now, once you have the thing that you like doing, the thing that people like watching, the thing that you're passionate about, that's when you want to start also following trends relating to that. Now, a really great way is to look on TikTok or look on Google. Oh my goodness, I can't remember what it's called. There's a thing on Google, and you can literally see the trends for a certain topic. You Google it, and it's this whole page. That's how I found out with the esports organization to go into Rocket League, because at the time it was booming. And you can literally see that there's graphs and stuff to show the interest on YouTube for certain topics, and even the types of videos that are the most popular in a certain topic. So I really can't remember what it's called. Is it Google Trends, Google Business, Google Ads? It was one of those. Just search up something. Google Trends. It might be Google Trends. I can't believe I can't remember it right now. I've used it before. But anyways, look at what's popular, what other people are posting, people who you might watch their YouTube videos, and like do your own spin on it. And I think that's the most important part right there, is do your own unique spin on it, because people might have 10 different videos to watch on the same thing, but they might want to watch yours because they like your personality. They like the way you talk about things. They like the little unique twist you have. So always, whenever you find this thing, keep doing it and then start refining it. And by refining it, I mean get better at the editing, get better at the storytelling, get better at finding that next trend, staying on top of trends, and then also just having your own creative and unique spin on it. Because people love that stuff. They're there to see you, okay? They're there to see you and to see what you're talking about, because they're interested in the topic, but they're also interested in you as a creator. So that's an important thing. And then when you actually start posting, a very important thing to do is using search engine optimization. So I read an article quite recently where it seems that now the YouTube algorithm picks up stuff mostly in the most important parts of any YouTube video is in the thumbnail for visuals when people are just clicking, in the length of time, which is about around 10 minutes or so. The longer you can hold watch time, the better. And title, and then the first few sentences of your description. Those are the biggest places where people will be able to see your videos. Even if you have amazing content, but you don't put any effort into thumbnails, you don't put any effort into finding keywords or doing anything in your titles or having a good description, people are not going to find your, they're simply just not going to find it, because part of it is the YouTube algorithm. And that is something I've been trying to figure out how to conquer and how to get on, where it pushes your videos out more. And the main thing is having a really good thumbnail, having people who watch your videos, because the more they watch it, the more it'll get pushed. So having good watch time, good click-through rates, and the way that they can find it is keywords, and you can use things like free websites such as SEMrush. It's S-E-M Rush. That's a decent one. Free, you can only search up like 5 things in a day, so you have to be really concise with what you want to search up. There's also like Google AdWords or something like that. I've never been able to figure that one out. Some of the stuff they want you to pay for and all this, like don't pay for any of that crap, all right? Just figure it out on your own. You don't need to pay for that. But have a good title. See what other people are posting and go from there. In your description, when you have a length of about 400 words in the total description, that gets picked up on Google a lot more, all right? And that's something I actually just learned this week when I was at work, is we have to write articles accompanying our videos, because when we post them, we want them to be picked up on Google. So when you search something, just not even on YouTube, but on Google, and you have 400 words, that's when the system picks it up a little bit more. So if you have keywords and stuff in there, or just writing about this certain thing, it'll show up on a Google search. So 400 words is like that magic number. You can do more than that, but especially in the first couple of sentences, you really want to have those keywords. So if you found a few things, like my top 5 novels or my top 5 favorite books of 2021, try to see what other people are kind of posting, copy it in a sense, not the content, but like the title, and have your own unique spin on it. Have a good thumbnail. And then the first couple of sentences, really make that the keywords. And then have a nice little paragraph or two after, just talking about it, describing it, going in, maybe a bit into the books. Again, I'm not sure if that works a whole bunch. Like, it's just what we were told to do. And then the other thing is the tags on YouTube videos don't really help people find your videos necessarily. Like, they're not like keywords, but what it does do, the best part to use it for, to utilize, is doing misspellings of what you're doing. So whether that's your channel name or the title or whatever you're talking about, the novels, put the proper words in there, and then also put the misspellings, because then if people misspell a certain word, it might get picked up to see your video because you put that tag in there for people who misspell it. And that's been a thing that I've known about for a little while. So just for example, for like my YouTube videos, I put like my first name, then I'll put my last name. And then when I'm doing the Lucky Dip podcast, I'll put Lucky with a space, Dip, Lucky, no space, Dip. And then I'll misspell Lucky, right? In case you're typing fast, so I'll put the K before the C. So I'll go like L-U-K-C-Y. And then again, do the space in between Lucky, Dip, and then no space between Lucky, Dip, and then just Lucky, again, misspell, like just all these things like around these key words, which for me, for the podcast, would be Lucky Dip, and then whatever the topic is. So when I do Crius, which is C-R-I-I-U-S, right, for the esports organization that I founded, I'll also misspell that and do variations on it. So that way, if anybody misspells or has a different whatever, they just hear the name and they put it in, they might be able to see it because it'll pop up because I thought about what people might put in, and that usually helps. Now, another thing that I already kind of talked about is telling a good story, having a unique take on the subject. Storytelling is better than having the best equipment. I know it sounds stupid, but you can use your phone for everything. I know creators out there who have thousands of dollars worth of equipment will be like, you could do this on your phone. It is true. And I'm saying that with you, with confidence, because the new job that I have, all we're using is our phones. Granted, this phone, for example, an iPhone 8 is not very good, but they're getting me a new phone, like an iPhone 11, I think. Those ones are good. iPhone 10s, I think, are even good enough. Those are expensive, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, if you only have a smartphone, use your smartphone. And the best thing you can do as well, people, and this is what I learned through my degree, is people really like good audio. So if you're gonna spend any money on anything, have it be a microphone, have it be a windsock that goes onto your camera as an attachment if you're vlogging. So that way, if there's wind and stuff, it doesn't pick it up, over video, right? So don't buy the most expensive camera, buy a little bit better audio equipment, because people can a lot of times forgive, you know, a missed jump cut or something that might be not super visual. Obviously, unless you're doing cinematic stuff, then have it be the best. But what they can't forgive is when they hear something that doesn't sound good or audio that doesn't work. Like sometimes I'll watch a video, and if the audio sucks, I literally just don't want to watch it because I have to keep hearing that. Whereas even when I'm seeing something, as long as the audio is good, it's just something that I learned. Have really good audio if you can over video. If you can have both, that's great, but don't be stressed about it. Use your phone, plug in a little USB microphone or something. They even have those goofy little like ones that you can get off Amazon that are like tiny, like mini ones. Even those are better than just your phone. They also have lapels, which we use. And I'll tell you this right now, the quality is so much better. I could be with an extension cord. So a lapel mic is like a little mic that you attach to an interview subject or yourself, so it picks up your audio a lot more. So I could be this distance, which is about 6 feet away, right? And if I use my cell phone audio when I'm doing interviews, it sounds bad. But I have the lapel mic on the interview subject, and when I listen to it after, it sounds crispy, clean, and it has a windsock on it. So it prevents a little bit of the sound if there's wind. Now, the most important part, the part that I failed at the most, is being consistent. You must keep posting. If you keep posting a couple of times a week, about 10 minutes in length, and if people watch the majority of that video, the algorithm will start to pick it up and it'll start to put it out there, especially if it's on a subject that you are passionate about, that you're genuine about. That's another important thing. Be genuine with what you're doing. Don't fake it. People can tell if you're faking it, so don't fake stuff, all right? That's why I didn't do skateboarding, because I would have been faking it. So it was a moral good decision, but a terrible business decision. I'll get into that in a second. We're about halfway through the podcast, so I just want to get through a couple more of these points before I talk about how I failed. Engage with fans. That's a really big one. If you see comments on your videos, respond to them, like them, favorite them, talk to people, see what people want to see what they are interested in, see what they didn't like. Take criticism. Be good at taking criticism, and it's hard to say don't be shy, but like don't be shy about showing people your content, promoting it, and then listening to feedback. All right. Some people are going to be trolls. That's just the internet. Some people are just going to be haters. That's just what it is. My phone battery is, my camera. Something's glitching on my camera at this very second, and now it's all blurry, but I'm going to keep going and just hope for the best, because I don't want to stop this whole thing, but I don't know why it's doing that. As long as it's still recording, I think we're good. Sorry about that. If you're watching, you'll see I just went right up to the camera because something's going weird over there. This camera's going to drive me crazy. I'll tell you that much. And then try new things if something doesn't work, right? So try something out. And if it doesn't work, or maybe it works for a few months and then you realize the views and stuff are going down, always look at your analytics, keep track of that. See what people are watching, see how long they're watching, see what they like about it. And if you notice something isn't going good, try something new again. It could be a variation on it. You know, maybe stop doing your reviews of a certain book and start doing tier lists or something like that about your favorite novels that you've seen, or critiquing authors or something like that. You know, that's just like a suggestion if something's not working. Just try something new, but maybe try to keep it related to your subject that your channel is centered around, because that will really help keep your fans that you already have. And then another thing is, if you do have various interests, have different channels to post big variety content, right? So have second channels, third channels, whatever the case is, instead of clouding and congesting your main channel, because the main channel is going to be what the audience is there to see. So let's say it's books, but you still love cars and you want to post them for fun, then make a second channel just for cars and do the same thing you did on the first channel. You also love cooking or doing food videos, food reviews, then make another channel for that. Don't put it all into the same channel, because there's only very few people who can pull that off. And I myself am not one of them, which is another mistake that I made. trying to post everything on this one channel and being very convoluted. Have a variety of channels. It might sound like it's a lot, but it's not, because you'd be posting the same content on one channel and it'd be messy, but instead you're posting on three different channels, and it could be even a variation of your name or something like that. So it's easier for people to see and to cross-pollinate between videos. You're like, oh, if you love my cooking videos, do you also like cars? Then go check out my channel, and you can promote this and this and that, whatever the case is. One of the last points that I'll have here, actually last tip is venture onto other platforms for promotion and whatnot. If you make gaming videos and you just make the videos, you could try live streaming. That's a really good one on Twitch. And then you might have more clips and more things to use, and then people can watch you live, and it's a different revenue source as well, which is awesome, on a different platform. Using things like Twitter are really good to just engage with your audience off of your video. So you post a video once a week, let's say, then they can go onto your Twitter and they'll see you tweeting once a day. You can interact with them. They can give you ideas through there. So that's a really good thing to do. And the biggest one, I think, is TikTok, because you can take your main video, edit it down to like a minute or so, or less than a minute, put it on TikTok. The algorithm there usually picks it up a lot better. And hopefully you can start getting people to go from your TikTok on to your other channel or your other channels. And the good thing about TikTok is that typically people don't go on to your For You page and follow you just to see, like, they won't go through like every single video. I mean, some people probably do, but if you posted a food video and a car video and a book review and stuff, and like kind of just followed some trends and just had some fun to build your personality up on the platform, people will probably follow you, because they would know, okay, they post videos about vehicles, they post videos about reading, they have like fun little TikToks they do. I like them as a person, I like them as a creator, a personality, and they also post food videos. Cool, I like a bit of all of this. Oh wait, they actually have longer form YouTube videos, I'm gonna go check those out. So just things like that you can do. Now I want to talk about, for the next like 10 minutes or so, but how I failed. So you might think to yourself at this point, if you know all of this stuff, how can I believe you if it hasn't worked for you? And that's a very good point, because I'm saying all these things because I know that they do work, but you have to be dedicated enough to do it, to follow the analytics, which is very boring and confusing, but you have to. You have to look at how your videos are doing. You have to see your watch time. You have to see your click-through rates. How many people are clicking the video? Where are they coming from? How long do they stay? When you can literally see on a video where people click off, right? And it kind of hurts sometimes. You're like, oh, the best part of my video was, you know, 3-4 minutes in and nobody saw it. Maybe put that little part earlier. Another good thing to do in front of videos is have like your most juicy bit at the very beginning, have a quick little intro card, and then start the video. So people have to, you know, watch the video until they get to that part that, you know, was really juicy at the beginning. It's a simple thing with writing too. It's just your hook, right? Get people into it, which I don't do, which is a thing. So I kind of already mentioned in the beginning how I failed, and it's because I just haven't applied these to my channel. I haven't applied these to myself, and I don't know why. I can really give good advice. I truly can, but I can never take my own advice. And I felt that way on this channel for a long time. This started out as an animal-only channel, and that's when I knew exactly what I was making. I could make 5 videos a day. I was super passionate, and then that part of my life just kind of stopped being important to me. I stopped working at the pet store. I didn't want to become a vet anymore. And I guess part of it as well for why I failed is because I felt lost for a couple of years. I didn't know what I was interested in. And even now, you know, people are like, what do you like to do? And I'm like, I like to make YouTube videos, but it's like, about what? And I'm like, I don't know. Because that's the simple thing, is I love making YouTube videos. I love creating it. I love doing this podcast, but I don't know what to make them about. Yes, I also like gaming and esports, and that's why I have an esports org. But that's not what I want to do 100% of the time from a creative standpoint. I like making other types of videos, but it's like, I don't know what those types of videos are. So, you know, I should take my own advice and find out what do I really like to do, and then make videos about that and kind of go from there. But I think that's the hardest part, is I lost my passion for animals, and then I haven't been able to find a new passion where I can just make tons of videos a day and I'm inspired all the time, blah, blah, blah. I just haven't found that. And I mean, it's been years. It's been a few years. I've been in like that creative slump, you could say, where I feel like I haven't been able to reach my full creative potential because I don't know what to make videos about. I know I can make videos. I've learned all the skills. I have all this base knowledge. I know I can do it. I just need to find something to do them on. Okay. So that's where I failed so far. You know, also because this main channel, I said, in my advice, have different channels for different things. This channel started out as an animal channel. When I stopped, you know, wanting to film with animals and being a vet and working at a pet store, I should have made a new channel, but instead I kept this one and then just posted random stuff on it, completely random, and I've been doing this since like 2015, so that's like 6 years on this channel. I've post. You can look through my videos. None of them really, like, you could say, hey, what does Jordan post? Well, he has a podcast, and then he also does other videos, but I don't really know what they are because it's so much different stuff. There could be travel vlogs. There can be just me sitting down and talking about different topics. There's some skateboarding. There used to be drumming videos on you. Like, so much stuff without one sense of direction. And that's really something that I need to work on personally, just to figure out what to make and to make new channels. And that's why I started, you know, posting it on Vertical Rooster, which is my gaming channel. And then for Cryus Gaming, we have, you know, Cryus Gaming. So I just post stuff about that. And if I were to post stuff on my channel about that, it would be like vlogs or something, right? Which is something that I used to do. Not with Cryus because we haven't been in person ever. But yeah, so those are like little things. Now, the main two areas where I've messed up on, the main two that I would say, is first one is consistency. I have never been consistent, and that sucks. I'll have stints, I think that's the right word. I'll have areas where for like 3 months, I'm posting once or twice a week on the same day at the same time, and it's great. And then I stop. Maybe it's because I don't have a passion for something right now, so it's really hard to keep doing those videos. I don't know what it is, but I just lose interest, or I just think, you know what, I'll just skip a week. And then when you skip a week, it's easier to skip the next week. And then it's easier to skip the next 3 months. And then it's easier to skip the next 2 years. And that's what's happened on this channel multiple times. So I've been on it since like 2012. But if you really take the amount of videos that I've posted, probably wouldn't even add up to that. Not at all, because I've taken 2 year hiatuses. I've taken 6 months off at a time. I've taken a month in between uploads, 2 months between uploads. It has never been consistent. And that's still something I struggle with. I hate having a certain day personally, just because like when I'm working or doing things, like if I can't get it on a certain day, I feel like I'm rushing a video just to get it out. But I don't have that set schedule. Like I post, you know, once on a weekend and then once in the middle of the week. I'm trying to keep more consistent with that. With the podcast, I'll try to post on the weekends or early in the week, and then later in the week is when I post like a variety type of video. So if I can work on this consistency, then once I start to find what I'm passionate about, then I can start filming about that and seeing what takes off. So there's still hope, folks, but that's the main part, is consistency. And then the biggest one is the algorithm for me messed up my channel, and I've made a whole entire YouTube video about this, but it's simply because I used to post a little bit about skateboarding. I've always liked skateboarding. I still do, but I don't skateboard anymore. And I never really got into it, okay? I just liked it. You know, I liked the whole culture. I used to scooter versus skateboarding. I would scooter all the time. I used to make videos about it. But what I did, because I like the technical side. This is for a lot of things. I like the technical side behind things. So I loved changing grip tape. I loved changing bearings, doing cleaning, putting together skateboards. I could do little tutorials for beginners because I myself was a beginner. So I could say, hey, here's how to ollie, here's how to change your grip tape, here's a comparison between two different boards. And those videos popped off. The biggest one was how to ollie. That video has almost 1 million views, and the majority of my income for the past year and a half has been that video, one video only. Now that video is going down because, you know, the interest went up for a year and now it's going down. I'm barely getting any views on this video. I'm barely making any money anymore. You can see that I have almost 8,000 subscribers. And I guarantee 6,000 of them or more are people who want to see me post skateboarding videos. And every time they see an upload that's not skateboarding, they don't even watch. Or they'll watch for 5 seconds to just comment saying, why aren't you posting skateboard videos? And I've posted like 3-4 videos about why I don't skateboard, you know, since that video. Because that video was in 2016. It took 2-3 years in order for the algorithm to pick that video up, the How to Ollie video, for some reason. And then, you know, 3-4 years passed before I picked it up. And at that time, which was like last year, I hadn't skateboarded for a few years. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. I don't know why I picked it up. It was great because, sure, like my views boosted. I got a lot of money from it. But now it sucks because I'm on the tail end of that where I don't get any money anymore. I don't get any views, but I see the subscriber count. I see what my views used to be for a solid year. They were all decent views. And I'm like, now every time I upload, I get less than 10 views. The max I get is 30. For having 8,000 subscribers, that is horrible. And I don't want to sit here and complain and say it's like your guys' fault, because it's not. It's my fault. It's the algorithm's fault, truthfully. It's because people want to see me post skateboard stuff and I don't skateboard, right? So it's not really nobody's fault. You know, they're subscribing because they see that video from 2016 and go, oh, sweet sub, I'm going to see his new videos. they might not even go to my channel and see my new videos. And whenever I post, it's not skateboarding, so they never watch it. And yeah, so that's like the only downside about the algorithm that sometimes it picks stuff up. But my camera just stopped recording, but I'm going to wrap this audio part up. Hopefully everything recorded on that audio component as well. This happened last week when I filmed at exactly about this time as well, 30 minute mark. So that's why I'm trying to see why that happens. Just give me 2 seconds. I'm just going to, okay. See, it started recording again, but like, hopefully this stuff is in there. I'm just checking this out. I think maybe this camera or maybe it's my SD cards, whatever the case is, might only be able to, hold 30 minutes of content at a time, which is weird because it's like 3-4 gigabytes only, about half an hour. But it also, I think, goes in chunks. Like, it goes like 18 minutes or something like that before it switches over, so it's not like one big file. But we'll see if that worked. Hopefully. I mean, I thought it was a really good good video, but luckily the audio stuff is separate, so this part won't cut out. So if you're listening right now, thank you, but also just know that my video component cut out. So if you're watching this on YouTube and you're like, why is it a black screen? It's because my audio works because it's separate. My video just shuts off and I can't figure that out. And it's driving me crazy because I want to have really good content and quality and good production. And I can't because my equipment doesn't work and I don't know why it doesn't work or anything. Because my camera should be able to record for long enough. And my SD card has enough storage on it that it should work. But it always cuts out at 30 minutes. So what I might start doing is I'll record 20 minutes at a time or 25 minutes at a time. And I'll just piece it together in post-production. Only annoying part about that is like, I like to flow. I like when I'm talking about a subject and I keep going. So we'll see what happens. But I've said about all the things I wanted to say for my advice and also for how I failed. And I don't want to drag this on for too much longer just because, you know, if you're watching this now, it's just a black screen. So it's as if you're listening. Again, I apologize if you are listening. I am going to cut this short. Not much shorter than I was going to, but since the video stopped, I'm going to probably wrap it up right away here. But I hope this really helped. I hope it was informative. Again, sorry I didn't talk about gaming or anything this week, but it's just because I have some updates. Well, I will soon. It's just we're currently in the process of doing them, so I can't say what they are until they're released, which is always the most fun part, is you have all these cool things you want to talk about, but you can't. Yeah. Okay. Well, that is all for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And hopefully I can figure this stupid camera thing soon. I even changed the SD card, and I guess that's not the problem because it happened last week. So we'll figure it out. But anyways, learn from my mistakes, and hopefully I learn from my mistakes at the end of the day. That would also be good. Thank you, and I'll see you on another episode of the Lucky Dip Podcast. Bye. Bye.